had a little something on his, keep your book stuck up in there, a little shelf under there.
And the teacher was called a woman, if it was a woman, she was a what? School
mom or something like that? Cool ma'am or something like that. I ain't way back in that called school ma'am.
All right. That's a long time back, though.
Way back when I first started. Yeah, but one, I think out that room, I just had two teachers there. One, most of the time, I started just one teacher teach all the grades.
Okay.
Almost how she ever done it.
I can understand. That's a long way back to remember that.
Yeah, it finally got, you know, it stepped up better and better and better and better every year.
Yeah.
Kept it climbing.
Your daughter went to?
She went to, she finished school at Georgetown. Finished high school at Georgetown. And then went to Cuffert to Andrew for several years down there.
Andrew
at Cuffert.
Okay, Andrew is a woman?
It used to be a girl's school. I think both types go there now, I think.
Yeah, I know it used to be, because my aunts, I know a lot of my family went there. But Andrew is it's a college, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's a good school. I went by it and saw it.
Yeah, it's just left the road. They're going from this way in there.
Mm-hmm. Now, I meant to ask you the towns you would go to when you were coming up. When you were real young, what towns have you been to now? I mean, what places have you been?
Back in then, when I was young, the only place you'd go to much would be Eufaula. Georgetown, so now I go see my granddaddy. He finally moved to Randolph County, and I'd go there sometime in the summer, stay a couple of weeks or something other with him, and I'd go to, he left the pedal, and I'd go to Cuffert with him the pedal on a wagon.
Let me ask you that. You grew a garden. What did y'all run?
We grow butter beans, snap beans, peas, and collards, and okra, and all types of vegetables. And you might as grow the, and you ain't letting none of that go to waste neither. You can plant that garden, and my mother, she had more than you need. She canned it and prepared for the winter.
And out of fruit, she'd make a lot of jams.
That's right. And pears, we had some pear trees there. She'd take them old pears and peel them and cut them in thin slices, put them out in the sun, dry them, put them up, make pear preserves out of pear pies.
Or fruit jams or jelly.
You make your jellies out of your different kind of fruits.
Okay.
Blackberry, you go pick them in and can them and make jelly out of them. Keep them, can them and keep them for the winter, open them. Well, you could make a blackberry pie.
Okay. Now, other kinds of fruits, I believe we talked about, did y'all raise watermelons here, right?
Oh, yeah, we'd raise watermelon for your own use.
Yeah. Okay. Yellow vegetables with a crookneck?
Yeah, we raise squash, pumpkins, cushions.
Yeah, imagine
they grew. Down to make pies and things out of them. Squash, you'd raise them to cook and eat.
Okay. You know. Tomatoes, what, little ones?
Yeah, they'd have some little pinto tomatoes, I call them, little tomatoes, and then we'd have that big fine tomato.
Pinto, or they call them
Tommy-toe. Old Tommy-toe tomato, yeah.
Tommy-toe's
your word, huh? I think that's about the right name for Tommy-toe, I guess, or something like that, the right name for that little tomato. We didn't fool with much of them. We'd set out that big tomato. And then another thing, you'd have your iced potatoes, and you'd have your rutabagas.